Everybody, welcome to Physical Friday this week. This week, we're going to talk about running. Running was a way that I really turned my physical life around. I went from doing nothing but fishing to starting to run more and more and more, and then got interested in running marathons and ended up running a 3-hour and 13-minute marathon, just missing the Boston qualifications by 3 minutes. So while it was very disappointing to miss that qualification by such a short time, I look back on it now and I'm really proud of that accomplishment, because that's a pretty fast marathon. I'm proud of that accomplishment because I came from a place of not running, not being a runner, not knowing anything about running, and just kind of getting this idea in my head that running would be a kind of a good way to kind of get back in shape and turn my physical life around. And so in doing that and in setting a goal to run a marathon, man, I made a lot of mistakes. I didn't know anything about running at all. And so when people ask me if I know anything about running injuries, I say, yeah, I know quite a bit about running injuries. I think that I've had them all and I've been able to overcome them all. But there are a lot of running injuries that are unnecessary. You don't have to get them. And it's simply, somebody that's in the same situation that I was, just don't know what good running protocol is. Now, I'm no running expert, but I guess I'm an expert on injuring myself and getting over it and realizing that there was a better way. So what is good running protocol? Good running protocol, or let's just say one easy way to injure yourself, is to do the same thing every day. So let's just say that you decide you want to be a runner and you go out and you have a 2-mile course in your neighborhood. And you go out of your driveway and you take a right and you run this 2-mile loop and it ends up back on your driveway, back at your driveway. And so you just run a big circle and you do that every single day, the same distance, at the same speed, at the same direction. That is a good way to get injured, because one of the things that's happening is that road has a slight grade on it and your right leg is on the down grade side. So it is taking more wear than the other leg and it can cause problems. You're also running on concrete all the time. Whether that's a sidewalk or asphalt, whatever, those are really, really hard surfaces. And you're running the same speed in the same direction, the same distance every single day. That is a good way to end up with some sort of injury, depending on your running style. A better way, and so let's say you're running five days a week, and you're running 2 miles a day, so you're getting in 10 miles a week. A way that you might avoid injury, or a way that I avoided injury, was to break up that 10 miles in different kind of ways. And also to go on the old rule of thumb, no more than 10% a week, right? So if you're really excited about running a marathon, you have to build your mileage up slowly. It's really difficult, or you take a great risk of injury by jumping in too much, too fast, too soon. That's what the running books all say too, that you're excited about running, you're running 10 miles a week, and then you decide next week you're going to run 20 miles a week. That's too much, too soon, too fast. You have to build that mileage up slowly. And running, in my opinion, is one of the sports that takes the most patience. It takes the most patience because you get out there and you actually kind of get past the soreness. You actually kind of get to where you really like running and you want to run more. But your body is just not ready for it. Your tendons, your ligaments, your cartilage, your body is just not ready for it. Your cardiovascular system is ready for it. You could run all day. It's not a problem of cardiovascularly. It's a problem of being ready for the pounding that you're taking, being ready, building your body up so that you can run those distances without injury. So what you do is you only increase your mileage 10% a week. So if you're running 10 miles this week, increase of 1% or 10% next week is 11 miles next week. And then you continue to make those jumps. And occasionally you might be able to jump it up a little bit more, but the rule of thumb is 10% a week. Okay. So you can see that if you're going to get to where you're going to run 60 miles a week, which is about the, you know, like a standard marathon program, certainly like a Hal Higdon type marathon program. And there's some new ones out now that don't require so much volume, but you know, say you're going to get to where you're running anywhere between 30 and 60 miles a week. It takes a long time to build up to that. So you need to know that going in, that a marathon might be on the horizon, but you're going to need to train for the training for the marathon. So 10% a week. Then the other thing that is important is to stop doing the same thing every single day. Some days, you know, go short and fast. Some days go long and slow. Some days go out of your driveway and take a left instead of a right. Some days run sprints. And so you can take those 10 miles and you can start varying them, varying the distance, varying the speed, varying the route. And I believe that you're going to have a much better opportunity of increasing your distance 10% a week without injury. And I know I made all those mistakes. I did it exactly wrong. I jumped, you know, huge percentages and ended up with running injuries, nagging running injuries that took me a long time to get over. Something like iliotibular band syndrome, where it feels like a knife jabbing into your knee, or, you know, you might get plantar fasciitis, or you might have calf issues, or you might have other problems with your knee or with your hip. And it usually happens at the time when you like running the most. It's very frustrating, very frustrating. But there are some excellent books out there. There are some excellent running coaches, far better than anything that I'm giving you. I'm just relaying what I have read and what I have heard and what has worked for me. That is that you vary the distance, the route, and the speed. And, you know, one day you might just run a mile. One day you might run 5 miles. One day you might run sprints. One day you're going to run two. Another day you're going to run two really slow. And just kind of vary everything. Keep it different. Keep it different. Okay, shake it up all the time. And then increase that mileage slowly. I think that's going to make a big difference. If you're a prospective runner looking to get into running, that's my advice. All right. Till next week. See you.